The story of Pentecost is only found in the book of Acts, which is believed written by the same author who wrote the Gospel of Luke. And you can find this reading. It's in the second chapter. It's in your worship bulletin if you would like to follow along. When the day of Pentecost had come, they, the apostles, were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya beyond the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They're filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. So what do you think about today's sermon title? Pentecost, a coming out party. Well, you may be surprised to learn that I wasn't the one who came up with that, but rather it came out of a brainstorming session at a recent worship and music ministry team meeting. And no, coming out isn't necessarily meant in the familiar vernacular related to the LGBTQ community. But saying that, however, College Hill will be marching, as you've heard, in the Tulsa Pride Parade again. This year it's on June 2nd, on Saturday, as well as staffing an information booth about our congregation in the Equality Center that day. So, in a way, that does serve as a continuing coming out as a congregation through our longtime support of the rights of all to love who they choose to love, and to be treated with dignity and equality. Today's coming out party is even bigger than that. The day of Pentecost on the liturgical church calendar, falling 50 days after Easter Sunday, marks the celebration of what is commonly considered the birth of the Christian church. So happy birthday to the church. It's indeed worthy of throwing a party. But why a coming out party? Well, because this day marks the transformation of a small group of fearful disciples of Jesus into the courageous apostles who came out of hiding to share the good news of the gospel with the world. The biblical story of Pentecost, as we just heard from Acts 2, marks the moment of the emergence of the enduring foundation of the Christian church itself. A new religious tradition that was formed out of a scattered, disheartened, confused, and basically powerless collection of hesitant followers of Jesus. From huddling together in one place, which tradition says is the upper room where Jesus shared a last meal with his disciples, they came out, so to speak, after being empowered and emboldened by the presence of the Holy Spirit with and within them. And the story reveals that the gift of the Spirit is basically the gift of communication. The apostles spoke in other languages, we are told, and the huge gathered crowd, Jews from a myriad of other countries, heard them speaking in their own native languages. Pentecost, therefore, is often referred to as the miracle of the tongue and the miracle of the ear. And true communication can only occur when people are empowered to speak, and especially those with no power, and others are empowered to listen, especially those with power. And this can happen within individual relationships, within a community of faith, and yes, even between nations. And perhaps the most important result of the gift of the communication through the presence of the God Spirit is the formation of community. And not only then, but now as well. And it is our belief that community today is still being built with the same divine breath and the same divine spirit and fire within and the same divine love. And if that's not a reason to party, I don't know what is. So reflecting upon the mutual gifts of building community through speaking and listening, we set out on a new path during our annual session retreat this past January, which intentionally included the four outgoing ruling elders on the session as well as the four incoming elders. Now, I've mentioned this several times, including just last Sunday. And I'd go as far as to say that our retreat this year was like having our own Pentecost moment. Through a disciplined process, ably guided by consultant Ann McCoy, we shared our own ideas and we carefully listened to one another. And when we were finished, we had a list of specific goals, objectives, and strategies to help us further live into our mission statement. And that's where we began. Our church mission statement serves as our overarching goals as our congregation. And we studied that, those words in depth. And they are to build an inclusive community of faith, to receive and openly share the love of God, and to reach out with a compassionate voice for peace and justice. And our task during that retreat was to discern how together as a congregation we can make progress in achieving those three goals. So after exploring the strengths of our congregation, and the areas needing improvement, and a particular vision or hope for the church, we brainstormed thoughts and ideas, and then we wrote them down on post-it notes. And then after putting them up on a large white board, we categorized them based on the similarity of topics. And we came up with about a dozen major areas and then voted on what each one of us thought was an immediate or urgent need, what was an important but not necessarily urgent need, and what was a hope for a future need. And the results revealed the top four primary areas that we as a congregation would like to focus on in the next 2 years. And based on the number of votes received, here is a countdown from number four to number one. Number four, engage with the needs of our community. Number three, technology-based outreach. Number two, new member nurture. And number one, ministry team and session health combined with leadership development. And from there, based on our own personal interests and feelings of energy, we broke into four groups to come up with specific major objectives and then measurable strategies to meet each of these objectives. And we indeed left that retreat renewed and energized and feeling like we had participated in something big and important. It's not a new beginning per se, but perhaps not too unlike those disciples on the day of Pentecost, a group of folks who were re-energized, empowered, and emboldened by God's Spirit to courageously move ahead and reach out with greater passion for the ministry and mission that we have been called to here as College Hill Presbyterian Church. It was, so to speak, a coming out party for the session, which we now want to share with you. For this is where we need your help. So I want to transition now from a sermon to a presentation by one of the participants in each of the four primary areas that will serve as our goals and our objectives as a congregation for the next 2 years. And it is my hope that you too will catch the fire of the Holy Spirit and help us reach these goals, perhaps by volunteering to work with one of these ministry teams. So to the four of you who will be presenting as I set up our little poster board here, please come forward and that you can speak one at a time. And I know that each and every one of you can read exactly what's going to be going on in the life and ministry of our church. Please come forward and have a seat up here. Just have a seat. First up, starting with our number one priority, ministry team and session health with leadership, is Robert Babcock.
Thanks, Todd. Good morning, everyone. What a truly and indeed privilege it is to be with each of you all today on this coming out party. So the number one was leadership in the area of ministry team and session health. And our goal was to be a community of faith, an inclusive community of faith. Building on that, that is the why. We understand why we are here and what our purpose is. But how do we do that? What's the how-to? So there's three objectives that we came up with to support to building an inclusive community of faith, and they are as follows. Number one, develop and support ministry team moderators and leadership. Number two is a session meeting agenda evaluation and possible update. Let's talk about session meetings. What does that look like, and how do we make that more productive? Number three, a collaboration of ministry team moderators. Not working in ministry team silos, but collaborating across lines with one another and how we can build each other up, not only in our leadership, but in turn putting that out to the community of faith here and building each other up.
And Sue Haskins will be able to reveal, in fact, not only what became the number two priority, but also became a new ministry team, a visitor and new member nurture. Sue?
Good morning. We do have a brand new ministry team. It's called the Visitor and New Member Nurture Ministry Team. This team was formed to better ensure visitors are recognized as they worship here and feel welcome. Another function of the new team is to help new members integrate into the life of the church. We want to make sure they are aware of all the opportunities there are to be involved in. And in that vein, the team would like to invite members of the congregation to be available to help new members find their way. We need all of your help to make this a success. Please let me know if you are interested. We'll be getting this in high gear this summer and into the fall, and you'll be hearing more about it. So I hope to hear from you. Thank you.
The third area was a technology-based outreach. This also is a new ministry team. We took our old evangelism and communication ministry team, kind of broke that apart into the visitor, new member, nurture, and into now a technology and communication ministry team. And Terry Gammel is the moderator of that team and will speak.
So I think we can all agree that technology is absolutely transforming our world, and we'd be remiss if we didn't at least try to keep up with that wave. So we've focused on three areas that we feel like we really need to improve, and those three areas are our website, our social media outreach, and our ability to share information internally within the church. We've already had some great success in those areas. I hope those of you who keep up with our Facebook page have benefited from some of the things we've been doing there. But we definitely need your help, so please join us. Thank you.
And fourth, and certainly one of the most important areas in the life of this congregation for all of its 106 years is engaging with the needs of our community. And Tally was not at the retreat. He had already rotated off the session, but the folks who are on this team aren't able to be here today. And Tally, very capable outreach former moderator, will speak to this.
Thank you. Needs of our community. You know, one out of every $12 that we spend goes to the need of our community. Now, our community is our local community. Our community is our nation. Our community is, in fact, the entire world. And that's how we, the outreach and mission membership team, has invested the dollars that you contribute or that's contributed to the church. But is that the best way? So the three objectives that we want to address with your help is, to whom do we outreach now? To whom do we provide the needs for now? Is it the right allocation between local, nation, and world? How do we do so? We do so with our time, we do so with our talent, we do so with our treasure. Have we allocated that appropriately? It's quite easy to donate with treasure. It makes more meaningful difference, certainly locally, with time. And where do you want your resources to be spent for meeting the needs of our community, local, nationwide, and globally? In fact, if you wish to participate in that discussion, even now today, after church today, Outreach Mission is having its first meeting, and we would certainly love your input this afternoon or at any time in the future for your guidance in where our priorities should be spent.
And just one final comment. I hope you're appreciating the audio visuals this morning. We should have just been able to lower a giant screen and project that up. And based on your reaction, this is why we've made a lovely poster board. So this is very exciting for all of us. I hope you feel a sense of the Spirit's fire burning within the session and the leadership of this church, and certainly within you, because we are very excited about being College Hill and what we're doing in this community and what we're doing within this congregation. So I think we should celebrate that party and celebrate what's going on. Amen.
Okay, you guys. Thank you.